Hi, we're Straight Jacket, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
And she invited me along on the road trip. It's our first EP and like our first release that has more than one song on it, and it's gonna have, I think, 5 in total. And we're really stoked for it.
We all like different kinds of music and all different kinds of genres. I think we tried to incorporate that in this EP and the next EP that will come out after.
We have a lot of influences, and it was always hard for us to separate our sound from other bands because we all have different influences and whatnot, but alternative rock, punk rock.
There's some folky stuff in there, maybe a little new wavy. Ryan House produced it, which was so fun. We spent like a month in Canada, and they put us up in a little house in like a field, basically, next to a forest. We were out there for about a month. We spent a week in Vancouver while we laid down the drums and the bed track for the entire album.
Inspiration can kind of strike at any given point in time. When I go through hardships, when I want to write, you know, personally, I feel like I try to keep it real. And then when we all write together, you know, sometimes we'll just jam out and then we'll pick a riff, or someone will come up with an idea. Like the other day, Jack played like these really cool chords, and I was just like noodling around on the bass. Nate was playing drums, and it's very much like a cohesive thing.
We kind of like came together, all three of us, during the pandemic. We met Nate at our very first show, I think. Baby and I were playing in a band before, and Nate was in another band. Our drummer at the time needed to use like one of Nate's like things, like one of his.
It was like a hi-hat clutch or something.
So Nate like kind of had to like stick around for our set. We met there, and during the pandemic, we decided that we wanted to look for a different drummer. And I remembered Nate from like the show that we played. And so I asked him if he was interested in coming to play some songs with us. And then he came to one of our practices, and then we like pretty much just asked him to join the band right there. And then we practiced throughout the entire pandemic, not being able to play shows. Once the venue started opening up again, we kind of hit the ground running. We're going to Nebraska in July to play with The Offspring, and then October-ish, we're doing Aftershock in Sacramento.
We try to like make sure we connect with the crowd too, you know, like playing our music's pretty cool and all, but I mean, at the end of the day, we want to make sure every person feels like they're like 100% welcomed and a part of the band.
We've never ever played shows like the shows that we have set up. We're so used to playing skate park, small venues, or places around the bay, you know, because that's where you could play during the pandemic. So to have the opportunity to go down and play with some of our heroes this year is very exciting, and we're just really stoked for the year ahead. I hope that people who like us and stuff will like join along for the ride and the journey.